1 Chronicles chapter 5. And concerning the sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, although he was the firstborn, by his violation of his father's bed, his firstborn status was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, and he was not registered as having firstborn status. For Judah became strong among his brothers, and he was destined for a leader to stem from him, but the firstborn status was Joseph's. The sons of Reuben, Israel's firstborn, were Hanok and Palu and Hezron and Carmi. The sons of Joel were Shemaiah his son, Gog his son, Shimi his son, Micah his son, Re'ayah his son, Baal his son, Be'erah his son, whom Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, deported. He was a leader of the Reubenites. And his brothers, according to their families, according to the registration of their genealogy, were Jeiel, the head, and Zechariah, and Bela, the son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel. He dwelt in Aroer, and as far as Nebo and Baal Meon. And in the east he dwelt as far as the way into the desert, up to the river Euphrates, because their cattle had increased in the land of Gilead. And in the days of Saul they waged war against the Hagarites, who fell into their hand. And they lived in their tents over the whole landscape of the east of Gilead. And the sons of Gad lived opposite them, in the land of Bashan, as far as Salcah. And Joel was the head, and Shapham was second. Then there were Jaanai and Shaphat in Bashan. And their brothers, according to their paternal house, were Mikael and Meshulam and Sheba, and Jorai, and Jakan, and Zia, and Eber, 7 of them. Those were the sons of Abihail, the son of Huri, the son of Jaroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Mikael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jahdo, the son of Buz. Ahi, the son of Abdiel, the son of Guni, was the head of their paternal house. And they lived in Gilead, in Bashan and its satellite towns, and in all the pasture lands of Sharon, in their most distant parts. They were all registered genealogically in the days of Jotham, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, king of Israel. The sons of Reuben and the Gadites, and half of the tribe of Manasseh, with some of the soldiers, men who bore a shield and sword, and drew a bow, and who were skilled in war, were 44,760 in number, who went out to war. And they waged war against the Hagarites and Jetur and Naphish and Nodab. And they were helped in fighting against them. And the Hagarites were delivered into their hand, as were all who were with them, for they cried out to God in the war, and he acceded to them, because they had put their trust in him. And they captured their cattle, 50,000 of their camels, and 250,000 of their sheep, and 2,000 donkeys, and 100,000 men alive. For many fell defeated, for the war was from God, and they lived there instead of them until the deportation. And the sons of the half-tribe of Manasseh lived in the land. They increased from Bashan to Baal Hermon, and Senir, and Mount Hermon. And these are the heads of their paternal house, both Epher and Ishi, and Eliel and Azriel, and Jeremiah and Hodaviah and Jahdiel, men who were valiant warriors, men of renown, heads of their paternal house. But they acted perversely with the God of their fathers, and they acted promiscuously in going after the gods of the various peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them. And the God of Israel aroused the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, and the spirit of Tilgath-Pilneser, king of Assyria, and he deported them, that is, the Reubenites and the Gadites and half of the tribe of Manasseh. And he brought them to Halah and Habor and Harah and the river Gozan, as it is up to this day.